Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Try and turn this on. Good morning to all of you. Is this thing on or no? Can you hear me? No. I don't know what's going on. My apologies, real quick. Oh, it's on. Hello? Oh, okay. There you go. Hello to all of you. So, good morning, and again, we're here to praise and thank God for the goodness that He shows to us each and every day, giving thanks to God for all that He gives to us and the blessing of His love. My dear family, I welcome all of you who are visiting the Corpus Christi Cathedral this day. Welcome to your home away from home. And I welcome in a special way all of you joining us via television, radio, and internet. As always, we give thanks to God for you joining us and pray for you and all of your loved ones, that each and every day we have a heart of gratitude for the togetherness we're able to share and the love that the Lord pours out for each and every one of us to have in our lives. My dear family, truly it is a heart of gratitude we are meant to have, and therefore, in that gratitude, we thank God for the mercy He shows us when we turn to Him and seek pardon for our sins. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan seven times at the word of Elisha, the man of God. His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean of his leprosy. Naaman returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before Elisha and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Please accept a gift from your servant." Elisha replied, "As the Lord lives whom I serve, I will not take it. And despite Naaman's urging, he still refused. Naaman said, if you will not accept, please let me, your servant, have 2 mule loads of earth, for I will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god except to the Lord. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. Such is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of chains like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I bear with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, together with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we persevere, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord.
Circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Reading today's gospel, most of us, if asked, would say the core message or theme is being thankful or giving thanks or even thankfulness itself. And that's true, it is. But I think there's something else going on here. I think this gospel passage, and for that matter, all of our readings, say a little bit more to us. They're talking to us about healing. Being thankful, yes, but also of healing. And not just a skin-deep healing or surface healing, but a much deeper healing. It's also having a true and deep faith. And so the gospel, as we just heard, starts with Jesus journeying, we heard, to Jerusalem. And on his way, we hear that he travels through Samaria and Galilee. And so there he is entering a village, and there they were. They were standing there, and they couldn't come any closer because of Mosaic law, because as we heard, they were all lepers. 9 Jews and 1 Samaritan. And misery had brought them together, and they were not allowed to approach Jesus. And so from a distance, they shouted, "Have pity on us. Heal us, please." And so Jesus Jesus kept the rules of the times. He kept the law, knowing what the law and tradition was. He kept that, and he said, go show yourself to the priests. So immediately they turned around and began to journey back to the temple. And on their way, we hear that they were healed. And one of them came back and he fell on his knees before Jesus and he thanked him at the top of his voice. And I think that's why most of us, when we read this passage, we know it describes being thankful. And how each and every one of us should be thankful. Because I think thankfulness in and of itself is a great virtue for any of us to have. It shows the depth of our character. But again, I go back to what I said in the beginning. It is about thankfulness, but much more. There were 10 lepers, but one was called a stranger by Jesus. He was called a stranger because he was a Samaritan. And Jesus sent them all back. He sent all 10 to go back to the priest. In other words, to the temple skin disease checkpoint, if you will. But this one guy, this foreigner, this Samaritan came back. Now, we don't know why he came back. We hear in the story that he came back to give thanks. But initially, we don't know why he came back. Maybe he came back because on his way, he realized that because of the Jews' hatred for the Samaritans, he wouldn't have been welcome. But we don't know. But he was the only one that did come back to thank Jesus. But that's not all that's happened. Jesus asked him, there were 10 of you, so where are the other 9? Where are they? Only one comes back, you, a stranger, a foreigner. Of course, Jesus knew where they were. Okay, if we could read between the lines, they went back, showed themselves to the priests. Priests declared them clean. They could get back into society. So they went back to their old lives. You know, maybe as a shopkeeper, maybe, they were farmers or even teachers. But they'd all been touched by Jesus. Their skin, the surface of their bodies had been healed. But the rest all remained the same. There was no change. They went back to their old way of living, except for this Samaritan, except for this foreigner. The Samaritan came back and he knelt in front of Jesus. Remember what Jesus told him? Jesus told him, stand up and go. Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. Not his skin, saved him. Not the surface, but his heart. Not his, use a technical term, epidermis, but his mind. You see, a much deeper healing has taken place. The Samaritan, this foreigner, had developed right at that moment, realizing he developed a faith. He developed a faith for his own salvation. But wait a minute, let's stop and think for a minute. Without this cross that he had, without this leprosy, he might never had reason to call out to Jesus. Actually, he would have probably have continued to lead his average life, whatever that life was. But his cross of leprosy actually became his opportunity for true faith healing. Not just of the skin, but of his heart, of his very essence of who he was. My friends, this is one of the many examples of God's work of grace healing the broken places of our human existence. So again, notice what Jesus actually says to him after he comes back and kneels before him. Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has saved you. He doesn't say it healed you or it cleansed you. No, he says it saved you. Again, Jesus isn't talking about this surface skin. He's talking about a deep healing. He's talking about the salvation of a soul. It's the same in a similar sort of way in our first two readings that we had. Both Naaman, who is cleansed of his leprosy, and Paul. God bless you. Again, I say to you, it's the same as those two people we had in our first two readings. Naaman, whose skin was rotted with leprosy. We read that his skin became as clean as a baby's. But Naaman just wasn't cleared on the surface. Naaman came to believe in a living God. And Paul, who talks, writing to Timothy, he talks about he's been in prison for the sake of the gospel. Remember how Paul was converted. Paul was knocked down and made blind. He had a physical ailment. All three of these people, real people in our scripture message today, all three of these people had physical ailments, but they had physical ailments that helped them see and reveal to them a greater reality of their eternal salvation. So, friends, I know it's extremely difficult for any of us to stop and give thanks for our burdens. It's extremely difficult for us to stop and give thanks for our defeats. It's extremely difficult for us to give thanks for the sufferings, for all the crosses in our life. So at this time, maybe we can't do that. Maybe we can't do that. But maybe what we can do is to see those crosses, those sufferings as perhaps bridges. Bridges in our life for our greatest opportunities. Opportunities for growth in our faith in Jesus Christ. Opportunities to grow in faith, to recognize Christ as our true Lord and Savior. He who himself suffered the horrible, brutal indignation of crucifixion on a wooden cross. Yes, God's grace is always at work, ready to heal us in ways we could have never imagined, and to empower us to become what he's meant us to be, and that is credible witnesses of the gospel, credible witnesses of the good news. So let's be like the Samaritan, that Samaritan who returned to give thanks, or Naaman, or Paul. All of them had burdens, but they all used their sufferings as a bridge to a greater reality, that reality of the salvation of their eternal souls. So I ask and I challenge you that we all examine our own crosses, and we all have them. We all have them, and maybe, just maybe, these crosses, these burdens that we have are actually bridges to a stronger faith in our Lord. May God bless you. May he truly give you courage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Together we profess. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, we ask that he now hear the needs we present.
For the Church, that we may always be willing to share our bounty with those in need, and thereby be a sign of God's grace to the world, we pray to the Lord. For our elected leaders, that they may respond with generous hearts to the needs of their communities, we pray to the Lord. For doctors, nurses, paramedics, and all who help to heal our injuries and illnesses, that they may know the gratitude of the people they touch, we pray to the Lord. That we may be a grateful people, grateful to God and grateful to others for all the goodness we have received, and for the eternal repose of the soul of Deborah Garza, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Merle Pelouch, Jack Collins, Benjamin Collins, Jake Collins, the deceased members of the Mew family, Jay Flores and David Andre Hernandez, and for the special intentions of the Franciscan family, we pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Gracious and loving Father, all this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Praise and glory of his name for our good.
Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful with the sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devotedness we may pass over to the glory of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin Mary. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, form of divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Against the nation that is faithless.
Let us stand in prayer. We entreat your majesty most humbly, O Lord, that as you feed us with the nourishment which comes from the most holy body and blood of your Son, so you may make us sharers of his divine nature who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Well, praying that we take to heart Deacon Mance's homily and challenge to have a reason to always have a grateful heart. My dear family, we all have burdens, all of us, but we all have more of a reason to be grateful still. I ask of you, please find one reason today to say thank you, Lord. It's there. For some of you, all you have to do is look to the right, look to the left. There he is, there she is, right? Oh, okay. Well, those of you at home, you have every reason to be thankful as well, but let's give thanks to God, because many a times we lose sight of that reason, but he always inspires us to not forget.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.